Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC. We your number one spot.
So, man, Jay Gayden right there. Jay Gayden, James Hamm, they're off to do the Lord's work over at practice.
Yes, indeed.
And we here to talk basketball, football. We here to talk stuff.
We
here to
talk baseball.
We here to switch logos. We're here to switch these logos over here. And we're off and running.
Like a NASCAR pit stop.
That's it, man. That's what we do. Sometimes there's that guy trying to get that last tire on, and it takes a few minutes. Sometimes a guy accidentally gets run over.
Those dudes do it in like 10 seconds, don't they?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
That's
kind of crazy.
Crazy how quick they get those tires.
I wonder if they have anyone like Jake Gayden singing during the
– Jake, one more time. You want to say it again?
Start spreading the news.
Now, do you have to respond by singing Sweet Caroline?
I do not.
Bump, bump, bump.
Oh.
That song stinks, like when the Red Sox are losing and it's the seventh inning.
Guaranteed.
That's all right. I got your back, Jesse. Hey, I'm rooting for the Red
Judge,
Sox.
Judge hit a home run tonight?
Nah, but Giancarlo will.
Oh. You heard it here first. Giancarlo, don't call me Mike Stanton. Gonna hit a home run.
Nice if he did something. Like, literally something.
Hey, this series has been great.
It has. It's been perfect.
The whole playoffs have been terrific. Yeah. Like, yeah. I love this. Like, this is terrific.
Aaron Judge up to hit. Big moment. Oh, and he hit another single.
Bro, what? Yo. Well, at least you didn't say you struck out looking like you did yesterday.
That was tough. Oh, we were so close. I had tweets ready.
MVP my ass.
Yeah.
Not that I learned my lesson. That ruined my team. That ruined the Miami Dolphins. Like, whatever that era was, just was done after that tweet.
The Dolphins were trekking to a Super Bowl till Jesse sent out that tweet. Man.
Oh, man.
Shout out to everybody who couldn't wait to throw the sweatsuit on today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, I like the heat. You know, I like summertime. I like hoodies and shorts, and I like t-shirts and shorts and all this other stuff. But I've always loved the seasons, and it's October 2nd. It's time for that next season to roll in. It's time for that. And I heard the rain this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I said, let's get after it. Let's get after it. Now, I'm going to be very mad when it rains on, like, May 12th. Like, yo, what the hell's going on? But right now.
Mark, can we mark that day?
May 12th. Yeah, I'll put a reminder on my phone right now.
Put it in the notes. May 12th. If it rains, it's the craziest call out in history.
Bro,
it even beats the Cardinals game.
If it rains on May 12th, somebody needs to hire me.
Shout out, Justin. I was walking around the building or whatever, and she says, oh, Jesse, finally the right time to wear a hoodie, huh? I was like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Wear the hoodie all summer.
It's like, now it's appropriate, I guess.
Shout out, Justine. Policing when we're allowed to wear hoodies.
that's what
Bill was yelling at me as I walked in the studio, because he loves essentials.
Uh-huh.
And Bill was like, not yet. I wanted to. Not yet.
Not yet. Like, it's raining and it's 60-something degrees.
Well, it really isn't that cold. It's not.
It's not freezing, but
it's just, you know what the trick is for me? It's dark.
That's a good thing.
That's
good too.
It was overcast like a couple weeks ago and it was 85. I'm like, yeah, I could wear a hoodie.
But
it's fine.
It's not cold, but it's that's not. Also not today. Like, it's not Atlanta, Georgia in August when it's raining. Like, it's a little chill. Like, if you went out with a t-shirt and shorts, you'd be
like,
no,
I walked.
It's a little chill.
Yeah, my dumbass. So I took I refuse. Me and Sprout will walk. Mm. If it's sprinkling at the stuff, whatever. Mm. Like, she loved, like, it's fine. Like, she'd rather do that than not walk.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, this is fine. Like, it's not really raining. So I had like a. Just this lounge stuff, like shorts, hoodie, super comfortable, but it's kind of like this material. It's not dry fit, it's nothing. Well, that, like, oh, it's not really raining, turned into it's raining.
Mm.
Like, it's for real raining. And those clothes got like 4 to 5 pounds heavier. You know, now Sprout's soaked and she's not finding this nearly as amusing. And there did get to a point where it was like, yeah, it's a little chilly out here. it's a little chilly. Because I had gone for a run that morning,
mm-hmm.
and it was beautiful. Like, it was enough to wear like a little zip up. Like, it was perfect. Like, it was great weather. And then 40 minutes later, it was pouring.
Mm. And they keep poor our people at Odyssey who are not Kenny with the as a meteorologist. Oh no, it's supposed to stop raining at 9. Oh no, it's supposed to stop raining at 11. Ah, it might be 1 o'clock. Hopefully it stops raining soon for you guys.
Shout out to our brothers and sisters over at the park, man. And at
I'd be pissed.
Discovery Park.
I'd be pissed if this was Soul Boom and it was raining on the first day. Now, it's not supposed to rain like Saturday or Sunday. But.
Did it rain? So what was it on Soul Boom? It was just muggy. One day was really muggy, and then one day was hot.
Well, the muggy day was Atlanta, Georgia, and all.
Yeah, that was awful.
No, that was good. That was okay. Fine. Because the day before, the sun was out, and we were dying.
The day was piercing. Yeah, that day was piercing.
That's when you guys all came around to my argument that an East Coast summer day might be better than a
California
summer day.
That's not at all what happened.
Yeah, who is you guys?
Yeah, that is not at all what happened.
Did you complain about the next day? No. You were like, well, at least the sun isn't beaming on us.
No, but the air can still be suffocating, though.
True.
Like, well, sometimes it's just, man, can I find an umbrella somewhere to get under a tree, something, versus, you know, you're sitting out here gasping for air because the humidity is
now look,
100%.
No. It seemed to be just fine when we went backstage to see Jacquees and Coco Jones. I think it was just the amount of people.
Oh, that you know what? That could be absolutely accurate.
We got backstage with like 20 people around us in space.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is actually okay.
And 19 of those people was Coco Jones' security. And the 20th was Jacquees, so it was fine. It was perfectly fine. But yeah, shout out to the crew out there working at Discovery Park. Drove by it yesterday. And
ready to go?
And they ready to go? They are doing their work out there. Drove by the rail yards yesterday.
First time
I've seen it since. We went to V's Paradise in Old Sacramento.
Shout out V's Paradise.
Shout out to my man V. Yeah. He was like, hey, you gotta try to smoke the old fashioned. One smoked old fashioned, turned into two, turned into three, turned into Katie, you're driving home. And man, we ate good last night. Like, if you've never been to V's Paradise in Old Sacramento, yeah, that is great spot to eat. The decor is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. We're working on a couple of things for Odyssey out there, but the decor is incredible. And yeah, the food, God, the food didn't. He was like, hey, we do prime ribs on Wednesday. Prime rib on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. You gotta try. Hey, I get it. Hey, prime rib. And then they bring it out, and oh man,
this is a good look.
We had like,
I've been there once, yeah,
five or six different things between. It didn't miss. Yeah, shout out V's Paradise. You trash for keeping that one under your belt, not telling me about it. Yeah, that's a good spot. It's a good spot. So that's what we were doing out there, and we you know, we were driving in traffic. We had to leave right after the show, so it was kind of taking me this route.
Oh, it was
and
it terrible wound up, yesterday.
Yeah, it was awful. And I'm sure part of it was the park, but it took us right by the rail yards. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time I had seen it since it's like, oh, construction really has begun. This wasn't a ceremonial shovel in the dirt. Like, it's happening. This is happening.
Yeah, man.
And so that was pretty cool to see for the first time.
Things are moving down there, man. And that's just the start of it. They ain't even started that little event center thing they're doing over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be fire.
You know, they're building have we talked about the thing that they're doing in Rancho?
We haven't talked about it, but that was out of nowhere.
That's
a good look, though.
That's our people, right? Isn't it? I think that's Dr. Wood's brother.
Yeah, yeah. He's been a forefront.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
So it came out of nowhere.
It did.
But
it's kind of a large venue, too.
Yeah, it said like 8,000, 9,000 people for indoor soccer and then concerts, too.
Yeah.
But they said they put in hotels over there in downtown Dover. I never knew they called it that.
I just learned this. Yeah. I'm a born and raised. I did not know that that's what they called it.
Downtown Dover.
What's better, downtown Dover or Doco?
Doco.
Down. No, it's not.
Doco.
Doco's trash.
No, it's not.
I think you're too harsh.
Doco sucks.
What do you want to call it? King's Landing?
First of all, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Second of all, just call it Downtown Commons. I don't know. Doco is dumb.
That's way forever. Worse. Yeah, that's way worse.
Well, then come up with something better than Doco.
Well, you came up with something worse.
Hey, let's go meet at Doco. I'm sorry. What that? Hey, you got family coming. Hey, where are we going tonight? Doco. What'd you say? It was downtown.
Downtown Dover.
Dover.
Yeah.
Downtown Dover. Like, at least you know what it is.
I don't like the way that sounds. Not anything nefarious, but it just don't sound right.
You could pretty much name anything downtown Dover and be like, oh, that's kind of
maybe downtown Dovo. And shout out to Tony Rock, who kept calling it Rancho Cordovo when he was
saying. Oh yeah, downtown Dover. You're positive this is a thing.
Yeah,
I can't believe I've never heard of this.
Well, I don't know if that is today what they're doing. What they want to build down there will be part of downtown Rancho Cordova. Okay. Yeah, and it'll be.
Shadow House asking a good question.
I feel better about that.
Rancho Cordova has a downtown?
Well, that's the question I asked when I saw that article. But I guess. I mean, there's a downtown Elk Grove, I guess. Every little city.
Okay, so I'm going to need someone to talk to me like I'm an idiot. What the hell does downtown mean?
I guess it's
because I thought I always understood it until this very moment in my life, because clearly I don't.
I would take it as downtown being like an epicenter for the city.
Yeah, I guess. sounds right to me.
Isn't there a downtown Folsom? I think that's...
There is.
Yeah.
There is.
And that's where we would always like go eat and stuff, right? So it's the epicenter of Folsom.
I know my sister's, she's like, oh, let's go to downtown San Carlos. It's around the corner. Like, but I guess that's what it is. It's where the restaurants and the shops and it's literally like a street.
It is.
But it's like,
I haven't had a new building there in
Is there a downtown Rockland I don't know about?
Let me think.
Is there a downtown
in it where you live?
It might be.
Well, no, it can't be where houses are.
It might be where the movie theater is, where RC Willie and Lucille's Barbecue is. I go to that Lucille's Barbecue.
Oh, that's a whack ass.
That's
downtown,
not even a downtown. That's like a
you go to
center.
That Lucille's.
That's the only one out here that I know of.
Really? Mm-hmm. I did not know that. That joint is fire.
No, Lucille's is
oh
fire.
Oh, my God. That
Lucille's
is so good.
Is a real good look.
That is so good.
So anytime, like, after Reese has a game at Hardwood Palace or something like that.
Warren says, I have lived in Rancho for the past 10 years. There is no such thing as downtown Dova or downtown Rancho Cordova or downtown Rancho.
They're working on it. They're working on it, downtown Dova.
Oh man, we'll come back. 49ers play football tonight.
Oh man, we gotta talk about this. Damn, that's I want to talk more about downtown Dover.
Well, if you'd like to create a fictitious downtown for your neck of the woods, please let us know, because Casey would rather do that than talk about this game tonight. I think you're overreacting. I understand why you feel the way that
I'm putting on a little bit. I'll tell you that right now. I'm putting on a little bit.
Okay. We'll dive into all of this. We'll get back to the Kings as well. There's some things that we didn't get to touch on yesterday. We'll keep an eye on all these games that are jumping off. There's a lot ahead. We're thrilled that you're here with us. We're just getting started. It's D'Lo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 13.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, man. We've got football tonight. Also, we got Kings practice jumping off right now. Once that wraps up, as we will throughout the season, we'll check in with Matt and Sean, and we'll check in with Hammer and all our guys out there, and we'll bring you sound from any and everyone who is available following practice. Of course, we hear from Doug every day, so we'll pass that stuff along to you.
Doug, Doug says some stuff every now and then that I'm like, oh. Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but
okay.
As I was coming in for the show, I heard Doug speaking from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, okay. We can get into it later, but
we'll get into it right now. What was it? I'm curious. You ain't gonna hit me with a tease and leave me.
Kenny's the king of, oh, this really interesting thing I thought of, or something really crazy.
Well, usually
super crazy
it
happened, but you know what? I'm not going to tell you right now.
Usually it happens somewhere between the 80 and 50 exchange.
Understandable.
That's what happens.
Understandable.
But I was listening to Locked On. Locked On Kings.
Oh, very good. Shout out, Matt George. Show. He'll be with us later.
And, you know, I don't want to do the thing where, like, everything that Doug says is perceived as a shot. Like, because I don't think that's the case. I don't think Doug is thinking about Mike Brown in any type of way. He's trying to get the Kings better and to a place where they're a good team. So I don't think – I'm going to say right now, especially since Media Day's done, they've gotten things out the way or whatever, I don't think anything Doug says is a shot towards Mike Brown. I want to be perfectly clear with that.
Okay.
But did you hear – did you hear Doug speak yesterday, first of all?
I heard the first, maybe 2 or 3 minutes that we played.
Okay.
Yeah. I heard that. Okay.
So he says something to the effect of, you know, I want these guys to be comfortable and be able to speak about what they see, even if it's in contrast to what is being instructed or what's being taught. He said, you guys are the players out here. So if you see something and you don't think it's going to work, tell me. We'll listen. We'll figure it out. And if we decide to go with what the players are saying, he says, you got to be accountable for that. You've got to say, okay, you listen to me. I'm going to make sure what I thought gets executed to the best of our abilities. But it was basically saying, like, yeah, if you guys see something out there, the door's open. This is not, he didn't say this, but he said, this is a partnership. Mm-hmm. Like, we're trying to figure this out together. Mm-hmm. And if I have a game plan, if I see something that I think is going to work and you guys are out there and you see, coach, this is not going to work. Mm-hmm. This is not how this goes. Yeah, let me know. And we'll see if we can figure that out. And I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking too much into that kind of stuff, but it kind of feels like maybe that wasn't the case before.
It's sure. Yeah, sure. It's possible. And I absolutely think you're stirring stuff up. And you're I don't know what Mike Brown did to you. Mike Brown coaches your favorite team.
Yeah, Mike Brown coached today. Matter of fact, I don't know what happened, but they played today.
Where are they playing again?
The game just ended or something like that.
I don't want, is it Abu Dhabi? Where are they playing? It is Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, your Knicks won.
Well, you know.
96-84.
Well, back to that, you know, the Rock fight. You know, that's New York basketball.
Boy, are you worried that this is going to have an India-like effect?
Yes.
On...
To be honest with you, yes.
Yeah. You know they're going to carry this for like a decade. It's gonna be like that, 7 years from now, and they'll be like, well, you know, they just haven't recovered from that trip.
It's not
going to
be right, man. It's just not going to be right. Man. Players, sure. New coaches, new front office. They're going to feel the ramifications of this one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. Sorry for the Knicks. And who else was? Oh, the 76ers. Well, it doesn't matter for them. Doesn't matter at all for them. But it's certainly possible. But, we brought up when we were talking to Jake and James the meeting 2 seasons ago that I don't know if Domas called it, but players had it with coaches. And, maybe that was I'd be curious what sparked that and what, like, how much conversation had happened prior to that. Like, when you're on the floor, you're executing something and someone goes, coach, this isn't, why are we doing it this way? Like, why are we changing so much? How much of that had happened prior to that moment that Domas told him about? And if you go back and find that clip, and it would be a difficult find, but if you go did it, like, he's clearly agitated.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you're not looking for that type of stuff, but if that was the first sign, oh, we've got a problem.
Yeah,
we've got a big problem.
And that was like game seven.
Actually, it wasn't the first sign. Chris Duarte was the first sign. This was the sign we might have a real problem.
Second sign, Kevin Herter. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't do nothing.
Third sign, I don't know, man. I was in a meeting. Is he healthy? I don't know. I was talking to Luke. I didn't know what we were supposed to do.
That Domas clip was like I said, it was like seven games into the season.
Yeah. But we had all recognized that the offense sucked. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, what is this? And so maybe you're on to something. Or maybe it's Doug also trying to maybe establish who he is. Doug is, I feel like Doug is a pretty open book when it comes to certain things. He's not going to tell you everything. Mm-hmm. And he's made that clear in, you know, the 40, 50 games, whatever it is that he's coached. Like, he's not going to tell you everything. But he'll be real. He's going to tell you what he thinks. He's going to tell you about him.
Right.
You know, talking about, hey, did this. No, well, I'm the coach. Mm-hmm. It stops with me. He has no issue telling you that stuff. So the idea that he's trying to open things up a little bit for this basketball team, and I think that's a smart thing to do with vets. Domas, DeMar, I mean, LaVine is a vet. All of these guys. I mean, there's a lot. Malik is 9 years in the league right now. Malik Monk is a vet. Yeah. Like, he's 9 years in the league.
He's like 26.
This is not a young basketball team. Like, it's and it goes, oh, it's basketball. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We all play basketball.
Right. And I think this is literally just Kenny Caraway talking about this and just kind of reading the room, reading the tea leaves even.
Mm-hmm. And tea leaves.
I think.
Find them in downtown Dover.
Yeah, find them. They're out there,
mm-hmm.
9,000 seat venue hotels. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be staying the night.
There'll be all sorts of tea leaves out there.
I'm gonna be staying the night after a concert, man. Come on, man, staycation in Sacramento
until you're told to get your ass home.
And
that's not even by your wife. That's by Ryan.
Oh yeah, Ryan, where the hell are you at?
Yeah,
I can't wait till she
gets older. Learns how to text.
It's FaceTime.
No.
Daddy.
Oh, that's gonna be the
where
first,
are you at?
Yeah, that's gonna be the first thing she know how to do.
I think Doug watched the things that weren't going right within the locker room and within the players and the coaches and learned that they've even had his feelings as things were going along. Like, this ain't the way to go about it.
Mm.
Like, this is not going to work. This is not... Just looking at the guys that are on this team, mm-hmm. I can tell they aren't cool with this.
Mm-hmm.
And I know as a player, I wouldn't be cool with it either.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that might be one of those things. Not being able to have say so or talk about what you see and how that might not be working and how to listen to what's going on out there. I don't think that Mike Brown was just always like, just never talk to me. Like, I'm always doing it. Like, I don't think that was the case. I think there was maybe a little bit more of an open door policy and communication than what I kind of laid out speaks to. Like, I don't think it was just always like, don't ever talk to me. But I do believe that was a hang up. It was, this is what we're going to do. This is how it needs to be done. I don't want to hear much of anything else about it. Execute it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good if everything's working, but if people aren't feeling it, that could backfire on you. And just kind of putting pieces of puzzle together might have been one of the things that happened.
And that's certainly fair. It's certainly fair. I wonder how much of, if Mike felt that way, how much of that was, and if this is true, I really hope he learned his lesson going into the coaching job he has now, because it's obviously very, very different circumstances in New York. But I wonder how much of that is Mike walking into a situation where he's like, you guys are nothing.
Mm.
This organization is nothing. You've been nothing for the better part of 20 years. I can fix that. I'm going to fix that. Mm. And, hey, guys, sign this. Mm-hmm. You sign this. It says you're all in. And everybody bought it mm-hmm. for a season. And I'll go back. We said it at the end of the play. Like, as it could, there's no more if they make the playoffs. Mike's going to, it was the same time that you said, enjoy this because it's never going to feel like this again. Mike's going to have to change the way he coaches this team. Mm-hmm. He has to. Year two can't be the same as year one. And by all indications, it was worse. Like, it was worse. Then year two led to year three, and obviously that turned into to what it turned into. So perhaps Doug is just laying it out like that's whether that was the case with Mike or not. Mm-hmm. We're trying to put pieces of a puzzle together, and we're not sure exactly what we're forming here.
Right.
But Doug's like, yeah, no, we're going to do this together.
Mm-hmm. I'll say, because we got a 4-hour show, so we're talking, we're having a conversation. When you talk about Doug saying we're going to do this together, when you talk about potentially Mike Brown coming in to Sacramento saying, this has been nothing for so long, I can fix it. One thing that could be a problem is if somebody keeps telling you about what they've done in the past, and that's why you should listen to them.
Facts. Yeah.
If absolutely. It's and the only reason I bring that up is because we joked about it. We laugh about it with Jesse all the time. He brought it up in the Knicks press conference.
Yeah.
You know, I know what it takes to be a champion. I know, all right, man, like, be careful with that. Like you said, change the way. Like, that might have worked the first time, and when they had some type of success. Next year.
It didn't. Just for the record, it didn't. Like, hey, thank you. That playoff run was amazing. That's we weren't looking for a one-off, but go ahead. That wasn't that,
but it's you can't keep going to that well. And you have to be open to somebody, I don't want to say challenging your thought process, but just an alternative view. Like, well, I know you were on the Warriors championship team, mm-hmm. coach, and that's how you guys play defense and all this other stuff. But I don't think this is working here right now. Like, can you bend a little bit to hear me out? Mm-hmm. And it can't be, not saying I don't want, because I wasn't there, mm-hmm. but it can't be, look, you don't know what it takes to get there. We're going to do this because this is what works. For like, nah, bro. All right. You got it. You got it, Mike. I'm not listening to you no more. Because mm-hmm. every time I talk to you about something, you talk about how it works somewhere else. This is here today. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
That can only get you so far, because by the third time I'm hearing that, I'm like, yeah, man, you also had LeBron. You talk about defense. You had a guy like Zydrunas Ilgauskas, who's a really good defender. You also had Steph Curry. You had Draymond Green and Klay Thompson also. Okay, now you have us. So let's work with our strong suits and not with what the strong suits of the teams that you used to play for or used to coach for were.
Right. So
I wonder. If that is whether it's a subtle difference or a big difference, if that's a difference mm-hmm. between a coach who was a player at a high level for a long time versus a coach who wasn't, who was a coach. Mm-hmm. Both can be very, very successful, but I wonder if there are little subtle differences like that. Like, you think about, you know, one of the jokes is we made it immediately. Mike Brown is, what's the difference between Mike Brown and Tom Thibodeau? And we can argue over what the Knicks wanted versus what they actually got. And again, that sounds like it's not a shot at Mike, but we all know what kind of the silliness that surrounded the early part of the Knicks coaching search.
Yeah.
But there was a, like, you went from Tom Thibodeau to Mike Brown. I don't know what the difference is. Like, even their faults and shortcomings, like, if you ask Knicks fans, Bulls fans, and Timberwolves fans, you'd get a list that looks very similar to Cavs fans and Kings fans. Mm-hmm. And neither were players.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, Steve Kerr walked into a job where he was quick to say, I don't need to do that much. Like, Mark did a great job. Mark did a great job laying the groundwork. We're going to make a few changes. There's not a lot that I don't have to reinvent all of this. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone like Mike Brown would have felt that way. Maybe someone like Tom Thibodeau would have felt that way. But I think Steve Kerr, as a player in multiple different systems with multiple different coaches, understood what he had when he took over the Golden State Warriors.
Right.
And I just wonder if that is a subtle difference.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a tricky thing, because after, you know, I spent 15 to 20 minutes questioning Mike Brown. Mm-hmm. I do want to also say, it's little strategy stuff, like a high five, close out, like, I don't agree with that. But just in the grand view of things, I don't think anything he said was wrong. From, like, what I've heard, the things that he said, he has been on championship teams. Mm-hmm. Hey, you guys need to learn how to do X, Y, and Z if you want to get to another level. Practicing. I get the frustrations as a player, mm-hmm. but at the same time, you guys haven't done anything to question. Should you be practicing 2 hours? Mm-hmm. Should you be practicing every day? All due respect to my man Malik Monk, mm-hmm. what have you won in this league to get frustrated with practicing all day? You're trying to get to a place. Mm-hmm. So I don't think...
He was trying to get to the golf course. That's where he was trying to get to.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't think that fundamentally the things that Mike Brown would say were wrong at all. Like, I agree with a lot of what he would say. I just think there's got to be a level of tact that you have to have sometimes that maybe was a shortcoming of his.
Sure. Sure.
When trying to get those messages across. Or it's got to be a little give and take. Like, you can't have it 100% your way where, you know, it's just all my way. And if not, you don't know what you're talking about. Sometimes, even though you may be right or you may believe in it, you gotta feed them the candy a little bit.
Mm.
You got to give them something to get them to continue to come back and listen to you.
Hmm.
And you just got to, I think as a coach, as a leader, as a teacher, you just got to decide what that's going to be sometimes. Mm-hmm. There are going to be some things that are non-negotiable. And then you got to figure out the things that maybe it is practice time. Maybe it is practices where it's like, all right, man, I'd go every day, but I'll give them Tuesdays off or something mm-hmm. like that. And you'll do that. But if they say, hey, we want to change our strategy with what we're doing on the defense. Nah, that's non-negotiable.
But when you coach, and granted, you coach the babies.
Mm-hmm. But they listen to everything I said. There is non-negotiables there. There aren't there. No.
Right, of course.
That's what we're doing.
So, right. As it should be. Like, that's exactly the way it should be. When they reach DeMar DeRozan's level, they get some concessions. Right. But until they sign their first NIL deal, you're going to have to do what Coach Caraway says. But how much do you reflect? And again, you're coaching the babies, but how much do you reflect on, like, when you were a player,
mm-hmm.
like the frustrations you had during practice, or the frustrations you had with coaching during practice, or the frustrations you had when you're doing something and a coach stops you and you got to do it again and you don't know what you're doing wrong?
Right. Right. Yeah. And for me personally, I also realize, whether it's the little kids or the high schools or whatever, and I'm not saying Mike Brown did this, but I can't beat them up every day, every mm-hmm. practice. That's where the give and take goes from. Sometimes if they're doing something wrong, mm-hmm. they're going to get yelled at like Malik Monk did in that clip that he had after the first year. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to happen. Sometimes if they're doing something wrong, I put my arm around them like, hey, come on. Like, there's a level of, like I said, there's a level of tact that you got to have when dealing with just humans. You know,
sure.
I mean?
Well, there's a level of understanding that you have to have in
absolutely.
Terms of personalities and like that. You brought up the clip, like Malik is everything we know about Malik. That's perfectly fine with him.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, don't talk to me like that. Mm-hmm. And if you have to, all right, we'll address it later. Don't even think about addressing me that way while camera's rolling. Mm. And everyone said the same thing. Mike knew the cameras were on. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that that was for show. I'm not insinuating that at all. But Mike knew. And Mike, because they're rarely ever on at that point in practice. So Mike knew what time it was. And he, I'm sure deep down, he knew he could have, if needed, that type of interaction with Malik. Mm-hmm. You have to understand what types of interactions you can have with different people.
Right.
And that's part of coaching. Doug universally, like Doug, I think Doug will get at you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. He talked about that in the clip too.
But he's also like, he's going to get at you. Mm-hmm. You're going to do what he's asking you to do. Then, and I'm talking immediately afterwards, he's going to put his arm around you. Mm-hmm. And you're going to talk about what just happened. Like, that's Doug's personality. Like, he can do both.
Right.
And he's not going to wait till the next day. He's not going to wait till later. He's not going to hope it doesn't fester. He's not going to check your temperature to see, oh, how are we feeling after that? No. He's going to get his point across. You're going to finish practice or finish whatever you're doing. And then he'll be like, hey, man, come here. Mm-hmm. We saw it in games. Like, it felt like half of the still shots, clips, videos, whatever that went, it was Doug hugging somebody.
Yeah.
Or putting his arm around somebody and talking to him.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you going to do with Keegan and he's not getting a shot going? We're going to put his arm around him.
That's it. And sometimes you have that. Sometimes you got to get at him. And I think Doug will do both.
Can we talk about another coach for a second?
Absolutely.
Your boy, Kyle.
That is my boy.
I like Kyle Shanahan a lot. One of the best coaches in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Or I mean, maybe the best. So certainly in the conversation for it. I noticed this when we played the clip of him talking about beating up Robert Saleh in that whole little thing, which was funny. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the driest possible way, but it was funny. I was watching Good Morning Football this morning, and Kyle Brandt made two terrific points. He made one terrific point. I just noticed the other thing. One of them doesn't have anything to do with Kyle Shanahan, but it's like, we're going into week five. And right, tonight's week five. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we've had, and correct me if I miss on any of this, Brock Purdy start, Mac Jones start, Brock Purdy start.
Mm-hmm.
And we're back to Mac Jones. We're 5 weeks into the season, and we have two different stints of Mac Jones starting. That's incredible.
Yeah.
And that's a Kyle Brandt point, so salute to him. That really is kind of amazing. The other thing is, this job is destroying Kyle Shanahan.
Oh, poor guy.
Kyle Shanahan's like 45, 46 years old. He looks older than Pete Carroll right now. This 49ers job is, you remember when President Obama left office and they mm-hmm. caught him coming back from his first vacation and he looked vibrant and healthy? If Kyle got fired today, that man would disappear to a beach for like 6 months and he'd come back and he'd look like 10 years younger. Oh my gosh. He looks just withered, beat up. Like, he looks
just barely October too.
That's terrible. Like, he doesn't have the close crop anymore. It's just like the beard is just growing. Like, he literally just haven't shaved. He hasn't seen his barber in a while. Like, he's just doing it at home. And then, like, he's clipping. And then he forgets and leaves the rest. And
he's like, ah.
He's a disaster.
That's just why,
You go up 5 years ago and you look how put together Kyle Shanahan is yeah. versus what he looks like right now in this moment. This job is beating that poor guy's ass.
Poor guy. Poor Kyle.
And to be fair, when we come back, we'll talk about why this job is beating his ass. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino. Get in on the action. Sky River Casino is the place to play. With 2,100 of the newest slot machines and over 80 table games, Sky is the limit at Sky River Casino.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay.
With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jesse is sick of you.
See, the killer
put the more or less on Jesse walking out for his wedding at 2:30. The answer is less.
The killer is, look, I like the Yankees. I'm a Yankee supporter. If the Red Sox were going up against the Tigers, like, I wouldn't even, I'd be like, all right, go ahead, do your thing. Let's go.
Why?
I like the pinstripes. I like New York City. I like the Bronx.
None of this matters. He is sick of you.
Anyone else but the Yankees. Whatever, man.
I got love for the. I like Aaron Judge, Jordan Brand, stand up. You know what it is. I like Jazz Chisholm.
How much does Michael Jordan pay you?
Nothing.
Jordan shout outs for free, huh?
That's my boy. I mean, it's a personal relationship. You know, that's my boy.
That is correct because you did work for Michael Jordan.
Well, no, not me and Michael Jordan per se. It's Jordan.
You
Brand.
Literally just said that. It's a person. Did you hear that? You just said it's a personal relationship with Michael Jordan.
No, I said with Jordan Brand. I didn't say anything about with Michael Jordan.
That's not what we heard.
I don't know Michael Jordan. Who in here has been in the same room as Michael Jordan and heard him tell stories?
You. That's
no.
You. You
no,
have.
Not me. Yep. Not me.
You know what?
He's quiet.
Kenny's got a theater.
He's quiet over here.
Kenny's got a theater room. He's got a resort in his backyard. All right. He's also got the little crypto center in the back, crypto.com arena. He's got all of it. He's got marble floors. He's got the Sag Republic Stadium in his backyard. He's got all of it.
Yep. Just so I...
Like, whose side are you on?
No, it's very clear whose side he's
not
on.
Not yours, pal.
Yeah, that's right. Go Sox.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, go Sox, pal.
Make sure I tweeted that gif of Pedro tossing Don Zimmer's old ass this morning.
Did we ever get to the bottom what the hell that man was doing?
Doing too damn much. Yeah, that's what he was doing.
Hey. For a bad time.
Looking for a bet.
Oh, man.
Hey, you talked about the more or less with Jesse being sick of me.
Yo, yeah, less.
We
didn't even get through the first hour.
There is some more or less that we got to look into.
Okay.
With Prize Picks.
Mm-hmm.
Because I told you guys I was on the fence about whether or not I was going to do a lineup for this game because so many people were out for the 49ers.
Yeah.
I did one anyway.
Okay.
Matthew Stafford, this is a goblin. 1.5 pass touchdowns. I want more. I think he gets two. Christian McCaffrey, 60.5 rushing yards. This one is tricky because I went more.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to do better in the run game today. We've been hyper-focused on it, hyper-sensitive on it for the first 4 weeks. Yep. They've gotten a lot of criticism. There's a lot of proud guys on that offensive line. I think they'll do better today to the tune of probably 65 yards rushing for Christian McCaffrey.
Okay.
So that's more.
Yeah.
Davante Adams, 0.5 a rush plus receiving touchdown. That's a demon. I went more.
Okay.
I went more.
Okay.
Because he's going to get one of Matthew Stafford's touchdowns.
Yeah, I've lived that life before.
And then just because I kind of ran out of 49er players at this point.
Okay.
Eddie Pinheiro, 6.5 kicking points. So, yeah, I went more. It's just
what
not.
What are you so no angry other player. About?
We ran out of players. There ain't no Kittle. There ain't no Pearsall. There ain't no Juwan Jennings. Nothing. Just, all right, Eddie Pinheiro, 6.5 kicking points.
Prize picks must be played.
I had to do what I had to do. So, you can download
Kicker
the Prize
on Prize
Picks.
Prize Picks is wild, though, man. That's a tough life to live.
You can download the Prize Picks app, put in the promo code KIFM. You get $50 towards your first $5 lineup when you do that. Promo code KIFM to get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. You must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. Mm-hmm. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. Rust Dog 316. Got him.
Rust Dog 316.
And look, the Jesse, the IGTBRL is kind of like Pop Warner football. We're seeing all-time low participation.
I don't even know what this is. It's going to be right. Punctuation matters. Like, the league's folded.
Hey.
The league's folded.
Hey, man, even Vince McMahon knew when to shut
his league over,
down,
dude.
Bro.
No.
It's over. Even the league's older.
Even Vince McMahon knew.
We'll do the read. We'll make your money and all that. No, the league's older, dude. Oh, it's over.
All-time low participation.
What a...
Russ, what are you doing at this point?
Russ trying to win. The rest not even in first place. Secure in the Bagley will be in here later. He's another guy that participates.
Where the hell is Secure in the Bagley?
I don't know. He's just here late.
We need to start being like schools. Y'all need like notes when you're not going to be here. Y'all need to send a note. Just say, hey guys, I'm going to be late tomorrow.
An excuse once you get here.
Yeah.
So we can take your absence off.
And if we deem it's acceptable, like fine. If
D-Lo and Casey roll sheet.
Yeah. Exactly. Goodness gracious.
Oh.
So we were talking about how your coach looks.
Oh, poor guy.
Kyle Shanahan looks like he is masquerading as the old version of Kyle Shanahan for Halloween. Like, this season is just beat him up.
Mm.
And, I mean, it's understandable. Brock Purdy's not playing today. Juwan Jennings is not playing today. George Kittle is not playing today. Ricky Pearsall, Brandon Ayuk, none of those guys are playing today.
Mm.
Those when you do a 49ers preview going into the season, those are the guys you're starting the conversation with. Brock Purdy, you know, the ink on his brand new contract is barely dried, and we've seen more Mac Jones at this point, or by the time tonight's game is over, we will have seen more Mac Jones than we will have seen Brock Purdy. Now, whether you know Brock is injured, this is going to be a problem moving forward, or it's just a byproduct of a short week. We all knew that Sunday into this Thursday with the condition that this football team was in was going to be a bit problematic. Now you're going against the Rams team that looks like they're hitting on all cylinders. This looks like a really good football team. They look like a absolutely look like an NFC contender. But, and it's on the road in the short week. But as we brought up yesterday, man, I feel like you have the divisional component to this, and you know the familiarity of the two teams, and then you have that McVay Shanahan thing where each coach is. I mean, by the way, look at Sean. Sean McVay looks young.
Yeah,
he looks like he looks terrific. Looks like he's doing commercials with Matt Stafford now for Wills.
Suspect.
Well, suspect. Yeah, got some because that did not exist before Pablo Torre was dropping podcast.
Suspect.
What were you?
But look at my boy. Just look
oh, he's. I'm gonna be honest. He doesn't look bad right there. He looks much better than he did the other day. That's got to be an old picture.
How is it an old picture? I'll show you an old picture of Kyle Shanahan.
I mean, no, show me a picture from like right now.
Okay.
Because he's got that weird thing with his hair going on.
Yeah, let me see if this is. I know what you're saying.
That can't be a current picture.
I'm trying to see the closest recent count. This might be one right here. Let me see. Hold on. Give me a second. I'm gonna put this on the screen. Shout out to my boy Kyle, man, because he's just trying to get through. You know, he's trying to get to the mini buy. That's what he's doing right now. He's trying to get to the mini buy. We got Kyle Shanahan, Robert Saleh right next to him. Kind of not really the best image, but there's Kyle.
No, he's got the hat on. You can't see the crazy hair, but yeah.
Look at Bob Saleh. Oh, man. But look, I'm not picking them to win by any means. I don't think this is the scenario where they win the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think this will be competitive. I think this will be
a game. Oh, I absolutely think that too.
I think they're going to have an opportunity to win this game. Can they bring it home? I wouldn't bet on that. But I think this is – I put it to you like this. If I was for no reason at all, it's not the 49ers or nothing like that. It's just if I was the Rams in this situation or I was a Rams fan in this situation, mm-hmm. I'd be on guard. I would want to put them away early, just make it a 3-score game going into the second quarter, because the longer I let them hang around, the more uncomfortable I would get.
This was posted by Book It Sports an hour ago. Kyle Shanahan with Brock and Jimmy, 62-31. In games started by other quarterbacks, he's 11-32. Of course, he does have, he has two wins with Mac, right?
Yeah.
Brock lost on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So he is 2-0 with Mac Jones so far this year. I'm still unclear of the exact status of Mac Jones. I know he's playing. I'm sorry. I worded that wrong. I know he's playing. Is he playing with a brace? I assume he's playing with a brace.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I would hope so, man.
Was he?
You need stability there.
He was the backup on Sunday, right?
No, I think he was out.
Oh, Mac was out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think it was Adrian okay. Martinez.
Okay.
Hmm.
Wow.
I'm gonna steal this from our good folks at our sister station, 95.7 The Game, Morning Roast. Because I thought it was a good question. I want to hear what you and Jesse have to say about this. Three scenarios. The Niners, talking about tonight's game, the Niners get beat down by the Rams. What are your thoughts? What does it say to you? It doesn't have to say anything, but what is that? What's your reaction to the 49ers if they get beat down by the Rams?
I mean, nothing bigger picture, but I'm assuming they probably still can't run the football and it'd be nice to get their guys back.
Nothing. Okay. Yeah, nothing. I'm with Jesse. It'd
probably be another week where, they couldn't get to the quarterback or, like, McCaffrey couldn't run the ball and they just couldn't get anything going.
Scenario two.
Okay.
Niners lose a close game to the Rams. What does that say to you?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to kill your bit. I'm getting nothing out of this. I'm not sure if you're looking for something specific.
No, I just want to see what you guys say.
I'll look.
One more.
Okay.
Niners win. what does it say to you?
The Rams are not the contenders we think they are.
I'm not doing that either.
I am.
I'm not doing that either. Okay, why?
It's Thursday night. The 49ers are missing their starting quarterback. They're starting two receivers. They can't run the ball all season. They haven't been able to get to the quarterback. Like I mentioned earlier, right now, it's Thursday night. They're on the road. There's no reason why the Rams should lose.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.